The sound of the French doors opening prevented him from saying anything more. He removed his hand from the rail, turning around to come face to face with Miss Witchwood's redoubtable chaperone.
"Miss Witchwood,"
Mrs. Major said in ominous tones,
"what are you doing out here? And without your wrap, you'll catch your death."
"I needed some air," Miss Witchwood replied. "Captain Blunt kindly offered to escort me."
"Captain Blunt?"
Mrs. Major's attention lingered on his scar. Her lip curled in unconscious revulsion.
"You've done quite enough, sir. I shall take charge of her now."
"I trust you won't neglect her, ma'am," Jasper said.
Mrs. Major bristled at the reproof.
"Indeed. Come, Miss Witchwood. Lord Gresham has been asking after you."
Miss Witchwood caught Jasper's gaze as she moved to rejoin her chaperone.
"Thank you,"
she said, under her breath. He inclined his head.
"Enjoy your ride in the morning, Miss Witchwood."
She glanced back at him, eyes round. Mrs. Major nudged her through the French doors.
"Inside," she said, "and promptly. His lordship is waiting."